Okay. Good evening, everyone. The source sheet's up front if you haven't had a chance to see it yet. To focus on brand new Chumash this week, Parshas Vayikra, the very beginning, Pasuk Aleph. Vayikra el Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem elav me'ol mo'ed lemor. So there is a huge Orach Chaim on this. What I really am going to focus on is really only just a few lines in this. What I put on the source sheet here in front of these few paragraphs, it's pages and pages and pages of it. But really, if you see the question that he asks, and he gives three terutim to this question, but we're going to kind of take a little bit of a different route. The opening pasuk is very vague, right? If you just look, it says, Vayikra el Moshe. Doesn't say who. And then right afterwards, Vaydaber Hashem. Eleven, Hashem spoke to him. So the Orach Chaim, if you look at the very beginning, says, that doesn't make sense. Letzorech ledas. Lalo hizkir shem hakori. Why doesn't it tell us who is calling out? Who's calling out? It doesn't say that. It's like third person. Vayikra, and he called. He called to Moshe. It doesn't tell us that. It doesn't tell who it is. Vahagam shehizkiru l'achrakach. Okay, and fine. It does mention Hashem's name right after that. Vaydaber Hashem elav. Okay, so really, it should have—it's out of order. That's his province. It's just out of order. And we understand when it makes sense, but the proper way to speak is when you're introducing something. Says Hashem does the speaking, and then he talks to him. That's the kasha that the Orach Chaim has. A few terutim. I'm going to skip. Let's the second terutz. Let me find where the second terutz is. And for Odin Yertam is the third one, actually. We've got to find in the middle of it. Okay, Rabbi Yoshmin Ozuas has a Sheyachbot. But who Oimru Vayikra El Moshe? Hagam Shekarlo Ishma Dibur El Moshe. Vlaminin Fizeh. Imhai Omer Hakosu Vayikra Hashem El Moshe. Tovin. Where is this? Yeah, so I know it is. It was the second one. I just read through and I realized that was the first paragraph was the first text. The second one starts the second paragraph. Oh, Nira, here we go. Tam Shlo Hizkir Shmo Yizborach Bikriya. So another reason, which why Hashem doesn't put his name on this, She Yoz Ebach Lemailas Hashem Lehaskiru Bedibur Shal Mitzvah Me'al HaKriya She'em Bela Hazmana Ba'alma. Meaning, what happened? One is the invitation to the speech, and then one is the actual speech itself. So what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is telling us in the second answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his name with the main thing. And many times in life, you know, we get caught up in the chitzonius, right? The peripherals, right? Not the main. We get caught up on the external things. We don't focus on what the main idea is behind it. So Hashem doesn't put his name. It's just Vayikra El Moshe. That's the invitation. And then, now when you get to the actual mitzvah, it's Vaydaber Hashem. That's where he puts his name. Which again, if I'm understanding this Orach Chaim, he's saying that's what the emphasis goes on the main thing. As one of my chaverim once said, you know, I got accepted the following yeshiva. Great. The acceptance into the yeshiva is not now you're going to say learn the yeshiva. That's the ikker. That's the main thing. But I got in. Okay, mazel tov. You got in. But that's not the main point, right? Many times in life we get we get caught up on the we get so excited, I guess, or so focused on the introductory stage. We realize that the introduction is not only that; it's only introduction of what's supposed to come after that. That was one of the again a few answers he gives. That was the one I wanted to focus on. But on the question itself. Again, I think one of the first shiurim we gave when we started this series back in the summer, we talked about the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, how it was printed, I believe twice in the lifetime of the Baal Shem Tov, because the Hasidim were so enamored with the Sefer of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh and the Kedushin. We going back a few months already, but the idea about the level, how it's learning like a piece of Zohar, that's the Kedusha, that's Matara person from learning the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and we said the Bedafka on Thursday nights, because that's Yom HaShishi, Shishi is the meat of Yesod, and Kedusha, and Tahara, again, not to go into too much there, but on this idea that this question that the Orach Chaim asked, why Hashem's name doesn't come, so I wanted to learn from the Ma'ori Nayim. If you want to look at the next page, there's a three-volume series that explains and elaborates the Torah and the Ormanayim. This is the only shtickle he has on Parshas Vayikra. So it wasn't too much of a guess as which one to do. But we're always thinking right now about the Ukraine and what's going on. So this is Chernobyl. This is Torah. This is Ukrainian Torah. There were bombs going off. There were nuclear reactors going off long before the 1980s. The bombs that the Chernobyl Rebbe, the Mori Naim had, unbelievable. So he has the same question, and I'm convinced. Right, we know that he had exposure to this. I'm convinced he's coming from the same place as the Or HaChaim, but he gives a slightly different tirutz. It's a longer piece to read in line, but at the end, I like this sefer very much. He has like a little of a sikum, so we're going to learn the end of it. What's the main point of this? But again, our kasha is why doesn't Hashem's name appear as Or HaChaim HaKadosh's kasha, and only comes afterwards. So he says, look, you see the aleph at the bottom. I'm just going to pick it up. Afalpi She'ikam ataras yitzias Mitzrayim. The main reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, ha'lekabel ha'Torah, shos shechinasi yizborach aydei ha'mishkan, was to give us the Torah, and then he should dwell with us, and have the Shechina with us, and connected to us. Right? K'nemar, as it says, asmi mikdash v'shechanti b'socham, b'socho lo ne'emar el b'socham, that I want to have a dwelling place, I want to have a connection with each and every yid. B'toch kol echad ve'echad, mikol makom, lo nasan Hashem yizborach teikaf ha'Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out of Mitzrayim, and then the next day, boom, here you go, here's the Torah. He couldn't give it to us immediately. There were dargas, there were levels of that. First he gives us, you know, kind of like the training wheels, gives us a little bit of a start, gives us mitzvahs, important mitzvahs, the two mitzvahs that have a chi of karis on them, this due to the seriousness of them. And then after he gives the mitzvahs, karis, Hayam, he does Kriyas Yamsu for us and splits it, so we start getting a little bit more accustomed to it. So we got mitzos, we have Kriyas Yamsu, v'acher kach, and after that, halicha b'midbar, then he causes us to follow him in the midbar. Ba'amud anan, yoma, ba'amud eish laila, there's special divine protection, no one can harm us, everything is, so it's a hunky-dory, everything's smooth sailing, literally it flattens out the rough parts of the thing, the clothes grow with us, everything is wonderful. And then he gives us the Torah. Meaning it's not immediate, there's a progression, step by step by step. And then after we get the Torah, now we finally get to the whole goal. The tachlis is to have the Mishkan, but he doesn't give it to us right away. He builds us up, step by step. So this is from the Mori Naim gives an example. A person who never saw light their entire life. If you would take him out into the light of the world immediately, he couldn't be sovel it. He couldn't tolerate it. It's too much. We all know this. Even we who Baruch Hashem have seen light, you know, if it's the middle of the night, someone just turns the lights on quickly, you know, right, your eyes dilate, right, your pupils, you can't, it's too much light, even though we're used to this already. We need time to adjust. This adjustment period has to, something is developing. L'chein, and therefore, since you can't do everything all at once, tzarek lehoz lo adrei, you have to give him by level by level. Shemit techila osin lo sedek katon, make a little crack. Shiyocheliros misham ma'at or, you see a little light can creep in. The acher kach, then once you're accustomed to that, marchiv lo hasedek, then you can expand the crack. Then you can give more to that. Ajnasechalo, until now it's a full window. So now you have a window to see the light, you're exposed to it. But he couldn't make the window at the first step. It'd be too much, it would be overwhelming a person. You know, sometimes a person tries to take on too much too soon. Someone once explained to me, they were in Rav Willig's shir. I said, he felt like I was trying to catch the Amazon River in a paper cup. It's too much. It's too much. I couldn't. I didn't have the cable. I couldn't be toy face. I couldn't grab. It overwhelmed me. So, Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls is a wonderful source of water. But if anyone's going to stand there with a little one of these plastic cups at the bottom of there, you get blown away. You can't do it. You have to be built up to it. You have to be, you know, build up your spiritual muscles for that. So a person can't just take on, he couldn't take a nation of slaves and give us the command to build the Mishkan immediately. We have three lines from the bottom. Now, once there's a window and the crack, da-da-da, step by step, then you can show him the whole tachlis, which is what all along was supposed to be. Kach Yisrael, so too, this was the stages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Shebi Mitzrayim ha'yashkun b'mem teshari tumah. We were in the lowest level of impurity. He had to take us out incrementally. B'mishkan, until we could get to it. So that's the first yisod that the Orach Chaim, again, really not, we're just reading a summary of the piece, but it's a beautiful shtickel to go. You turn to the next page, so this hasn't yet answered the question. The question was, if you remember, why isn't Hashem's name there at the beginning? Why is it, right, Vayikra, Elav, Vayikra El Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem Elav, then it says then, so it goes like this, in Beis, Habore Yizborach Mitzumtzum Eitzel Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing with each and every single one of us. Literally, tzimtzum means to hold back, to constrict. He doesn't reveal himself all at once to each one of us. Af, Eitzel HaRasha B'Yosef, but to a person who's a total Rasha, the proof for this is Shagam HaRasha Yeshlo Kol Hayom Hirhuri Tshuva, even Rishoyim have thoughts of returning, thoughts of coming back to Hashem. Shuhu Kimo Kriya. That's Hashem calling to each and every single one of us. Shekor lo Hashem yizbarach ba'atzmo shuv elai. Hashem calls to every single person, says, come back. Return to me. Im zocha harosho mevin haramazim halalu. And if the Rasha is willing, has his earlids open, and hears the messages and all the hints and all the things that Hashem is calling to him each in his own way to come back, azay acher kach gam im bo lechad chas v'shom mezgale alav Hashem yizborach yoser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then reveals himself. Aidei sheshaleach lo minios sheimnu oso minachet. So that's what it means. Again, just to go back for a second, look at the pasuk again. I'm just going to plug in with the more, and I'm teaching us. Really, at the beginning, it's Vayikra El Moshe. There's no shame Hashem. That's the calling that each and every single one of us has. Hashem sends us messages. Sometimes the messages are setbacks. Everyone should be healthy. Sometimes they're physical setbacks. Sometimes they're emotional setbacks. Sometimes they're financial setbacks. And we should have parnasa. But the idea is, and then a person realizes, it's Hashem talking to me. Hashem is calling me to come back. And then once a person recognizes that, it's Vayidaber Hashem. Then he'll see, he'll realize it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending him all those things that were holding him back all the way. And he goes through, he brings, let's learn it through. At the end, they have these Psukim Amore Chazal, Shizbaro Lefi Zeh. So now, again, this is like a recap of the piece. The Yisod Zeh, with this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't appear all at once to a person, but comes in order that we should be able to receive what we want, what we need. Sheish Beis Dargos Hashem Yisborach Mezgal El Ish Yisrael. First, we have these thoughts of returning. He prevents us from doing a virus. So, Yevur HaPosuk V'Parshatam. That's the Posuk in our Parsha. V'Yikra El Moshe. Hashem calls to Moshe. Shebetechile Sholech Lo Hashem Yisborach Remez Kezeh Shedain Ein Nikar Bo Shehu Me Hashem Yisborach. We're getting all these messages. We don't realize it's from Hashem. Haine Remez Dak Me'od. Very subtle. Very subtle. L'chein Therefore Lo Nemar Mi Who Shikari El Moshe? This is the more Naim's take. Again, the Kasha was from the Orach Chaim, and he gives his own Terutzim. But the more Naim is working on that same question: why Hashem doesn't appear to him? And he says, because you don't recognize it's Hashem. The Im is Bonein Bo HaAdam. A person thinks, tries to understand a little bit the messages that are going on in their life. V'holich Imo Midarga LeDarga. HaKadosh Baruch was sending all these things into his life, and the person recognizes that. We'll connect it a little bit to John and Dioma. We know that Esther Hamalka didn't have parents. She physically had parents, but she never knew them. Her father died while her mother was pregnant, and her mother died at childbirth. So Esther is the prototype of the person who realizes, all I have is from Hashem. All I have is from Hashem. And that's how the Yeshua comes. When a person recognizes that, Baruch Hashem, if we have parents, Baruch Hashem, but to realize it, if we're putting our hope in our sister in the White House, or our friend, or my rich uncle, everything, and everyone has all sorts of cheshbonos that everything's coming, doesn't realize that everything's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he's saying. The person realizes all the messages, everything, Hashem has many shluchim, but everything that happens in life is coming from Hashem. So this is Beis, B'Yisod Zeh, with this idea, She'im Zorcha HaRosha Azai B'Shas HaChet Shleich Lo Hashem Yisbarach Menios Shlo Yichad. Then even at the time about to sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him something that's going to stop him. Okay, I'm not going to really go into the whole piece of there, but this idea that if a person can be sent minios. So when I was learning this piece, it reminded me of a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara is really starts in the bottom of Kuf Beis. This is in Hachelek, right? In Hachelek, the opening Mishnah talks about the kings that have no Chelek in Olam Haba, right? So one of the kings on there is Menashe. So the Gemara, I'm just going to read it. I apologize, I didn't put it on the source sheet. The last line of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says, Rabbi Avahu, so he used to make sorts of drushes denigrating these three kings that didn't have a chelik and olam haba. So chalosh, he got sick. Sounds like deathly sick. And in his sickness, he accepted upon himself, okay, I'm gonna stop darshing against them. Right, you know? Stop this. So kibul alai, the low darshi. Right? He took a kabbalah himself, I'm not gonna darshing again. Kavan, the ispah. Then when he got healthy again, he started giving the drushes again. So what do you mean? You were sick, you said I'm gonna stop, and you get better, and you do it again. So Amalei said, welcome Elah Salach, weren't you makabal upon yourself? Lo darshan bahu, that you're not gonna give these drushes about them? So Amr he said, Inhu mihadru bahu? Did they change? On Ahadu the beast, I should also change? No, I kept on giving drushes against them even after he got better. Rav Ashi Uki Ashlosha Malachim. So Rav Ashi was getting up to about darshaning in his shir about these three kings, Omar, and he said, L'macha niftach b'chavarin, right? Tomorrow, right, you know, the bell rang, class was dismissed, so he says, tomorrow we're going to pick it up with our three chaver, what chaver means our friends, our colleagues. So these were kings, they weren't the best kings in the world, right? They don't have a chelik and olam haba, but they were still kings. So famous, come on, right? Awesome, Menashe came to him, Ischazi leibich, he came to him in a dream, Omar, Chavruch, the Chavrid, Avuch, Karin, you're calling us friends? Mehechem boys, the Mishra, Hamotzi. So I'll ask you a kasha, you think you know how to learn. Where's the place you should cut the bread for Hamotzi? Amalei lo yadan, I don't know. I don't know where you cut for Hamotzi. Amalei, Mehechem boys, the Mishra, right? From the place where it starts, the motzi lo gomers the chavrich karnlon. You don't even know how to answer a simple halacha, and you call us a chaver. I mean, you thinking we're equals? We're not equals. So amalei igmari, so teach me, right? The machar darshin alei v'shmach, right? The pirkin tuan in the shir. I'll quote in your name, right? Menashe taught me the following halacha in a dream last night. Only meheche. This is a different gear since to karim. Like when it starts to brown, right? Bishul, the first place where the bread's most cooked, that's where you should cut from. So Amalei, me'achad achimusu kulihai, since I see that you're such a chocham, my time ka palchimsu lavodis kochavim. Why did you worship idols? Menashe, you're a big time chocham. You should know better than that. Amalei, ihavi hosam. If you would have been in our generation, this is Menashe saying to Rav Ashi, havi nekintna bishuple galima virata abasroi, you would have lifted the hem of your bekesha, of your coat, of your jacket, and you'd run even faster. You have no, you meaning, what's he saying? You have no idea. You think, oh, you know, you're such a big tumble, why'd you stop? If you would have been, you would have been even worse than we are. So don't judge until you come to our place. So I just wanted this more and I'm reminding me of that line in the Gemara. You would have lifted your coat. So push-up shot means like, you know, you can run faster, right? You can run faster. So I believe it's the Maharal who says a different idea. What's the symbolism, the imagery of lifting your coat? I think it's the Maharal. Somebody says it's not my word, but I think it's the Maharal. Many times in life, we you know, we have a taiva to do something. We know it's wrong. We're about ready to give in. And at the last minute, you know, something happens, right? You know, you get a phone call or whatever. Like something happens. Like, oh, okay. Like I was saved, right? Those are the menios. Those are the obstacles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts to help us, to enable us. Like the Moranai was saying, not to do the Avera. Not to give in. Whatever a person is about to just do. So comes along Menashe and says, those things that stop us, that's like the hem of the coat. Those are like the things that are preventing us from doing that Avera. Had you been in the generation, you would have been so worse, you would have even gotten rid of all the menios. All the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending you to stop you, to slow you down, to tell you no, you know, the text, the WhatsApp, the da-da-da, in order to distract you so you wouldn't give in to the taiva, you would have lifted those and got away with them. You would have listened, well, you have no idea what it is. So again, just to kind of come full circle, and it's a beautiful piece, but the kasha is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not introduce himself first of all? So one of the answers that the Or HaChaim says, because we shouldn't get confused on what's the Iker and what's the Tafel. The Iker is the actual mitzvah itself, and the Tafel is just the hazmana, the invitation to do the mitzvah. And on that same kasha came on the Or HaChaim and says, no, because it's to teach us the Yisod, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can't, will not reveal himself b'chvod of Atzmo right away because we couldn't handle it. Right? To quote pop culture, you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. You just got to be, you got to go through a little rehab session before you can handle the truth, right? You got to be built up to it, to be able to. And once a person realizes that, then they have that insight, that epiphany, they realize, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu sending me messages my whole life. It was a Kodesh Baruch Hu right there with me the whole time, sending me messages day after day, hour after hour. And I didn't get it. But once a person gets it, because we get the message, we understand, we incorporate that, and we understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us every single step of the way, and that's kedai for to remind ourselves of as we approach the Yom Tov of Purim. That the Yom Tov of Purim is about recognizing Kodesh Baruch Hu at every step of the way. Even when you don't necessarily see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's Vayikra El Moshe. There's no Shem Hashem yet. We should be zoichet to have the ultimate Shem Hashem with the Gili of Mashiach Tidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu. Great, everybody. Come, plenty more potato kugel, plenty more cholent. Everyone should take.